Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Vance?
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to the show. Zach, yeah. Welcome back.
Happy to be here.
You guys are working on a show on 420, I heard.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
And April 20th on
Hitler's birthday.
On Hitler's birthday.
What's that? We're still celebrating that. I thought we had stopped.
Me too. I just want to let it know we are not celebrating that. We are having a comedy show. Matter of fact, we're having two comedy shows.
One the funniest things Hitler's ever done. It's just we're going through a list of things. It's a very short list.
You will not see Hitler, man.
Well said. Well said. You will not see any Nazi stuff. This is a weed show. It's 420. Everyone's having a good time.
That's right. We're getting high. We're going to make sure we put the laughs on, too, because we're doing two shows, and we're going to tape my comedy special that day.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Even more of a reason to get out there.
Yeah, yes.
420, and where is it?
420 at Art Loft.
At the Art Loft on St. Laurent and Rachel.
4152 Boulevard St. Laurent and Rachel. Right next to Patiti Pata, Patata.
Yeah.
And plus, a lot of people's going to be on around that area that day because it's the mountain. Everybody goes to on 420, April 20th. They're probably going to be on the mountain that afternoon. So, 10 minutes away. Not even.
And if you haven't been to a show in the Art Loft, it's unique. You're not going to get another experience like the Art Loft anywhere in Montreal. It's very much like you're in a place that you shouldn't be. You know what I mean? With your homies and everyone's around you because you're at level with everyone. It's a good experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean,
good. Art Loft, 420. You have the 420 show and you're taping your special.
Yeah, I'm taping my special. It's going to be hosted by Walter J. Ling. And on the lineup, we'll have Eva.
Okay, Alexopoulos.
Alexopoulos, yeah. Michelle Forrester. Peter Bowen.
Oh.
And Goofy Well Done.
Okay, so good lineup. Yeah. You're going to give me the link when this post. It'll have it in the description so people can just click on it. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
So what have you gangsters been up to? What did you do today?
I woke up. I had some coffee. I've been watching my parents' dogs for the past week.
How many? Two dogs?
Two dogs. Yeah, one of them is kind of like one of the dogs that you kind of like, the smaller ones, small white ones. The other one's like a big one. I've been just promoting Vance's thing the whole month, essentially, just trying to get sponsors, get people out. Last night I did a very serious show, and it's that's been kind of the grind. I'm waiting for Vance's 420 special. It's going to be sick.
And just get out of the way. It's done and then start something else?
Yeah, I kind of want to work on like a video project. Someone sent me a script, and I read through it. And I kind of want to work on that, but try and get Vance's thing done first before we move on to bigger projects.
Did you guys look at what Quinn did?
Lagoon? Oh, yeah, I helped shoot.
Oh, Quinn
Lagoo,
the Pussy Patrol. That was amazing.
Everyone says the same thing. I only saw bits and pieces because it was the same night I had a show I couldn't go.
It was amazing. And I went to the premiere. It was amazing.
And he makes me laugh a lot, dude. Quinn Lagoo's a funny motherfucker.
He's really good.
He's one of the funniest guys.
I was crying. I was tearing up. I was And I was telling Kevin, I was like, wow, you guys going to be stars. I was like, this thing could blow up. I feel like it's going to blow up because when I saw it and I was tearing up. I was like, man, I was like, it was back-to-back scenes where I was just like tearing up. I was like, I haven't seen something like this in a long time. And you guys, this is going to be great for you guys. This is going to be great because I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, what? There's like 8 more episodes of this? I was like, wow.
That's the good thing about getting funny people together so they could create new shit.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's, I mean, and once you get a little crew like that where everyone's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could do so much shit.
Actually, I guess for people who don't know, we're talking about Pussy Patrol, which is like a mockumentary series made by Quinn Lagoo and Kevin Campbell. It's releasing on 420, the first episode. So the same day, he's actually going to, they're going to be at the mountain too. They're going to be at the mountain. He's actually shooting the special flight. So yeah, it's a lot of crossover.
Facts.
It's really, dude, I helped like with the last three episodes. I shot some stuff in Toronto with them, and it was like genuinely the funnest experience I've ever had, like working on something. And it was like super run and gun, super like low key and like
guerrilla.
We were shooting like inside, like hidden like bags that like would hide the cameras and shit. There's so many like fun moments. I just had so much fun making it, and I'm super glad they asked me to do it. It's like, and also the most legit
operation.
Like, yeah, it was like a legit operation because they took it extremely seriously, and even though it was like very low budget, they. All of them really cared about it, and like they still care about it. Like they're gonna do reshoots. They've been working on this almost a year now.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah,
because they're not sloppy about it. They're like, no, we're wasting our money, time, energy. Let's make sure it's the best we can get it. I'm asking if you need something because we have equipment. We have all. I'll reach out to Quinn actually if you need something for reshoots. Want to help him out? He's fucking funny.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, if you guys are gonna, if you want to check that out, that's go watch that Global Imperial on YouTube, dropping on April 20th. It's going to be sick.
And yeah. he did a live premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. Dope. That was awesome.
That was dope. It was at La Ritz, and yeah, it was packed. I think the second show was packed too. I went to the first one. I had to go to the loft later, but I went to the first one, and it was just like jam-packed. It was like that old school feel of just watching something for the new and everybody enjoying it and everybody laughing too at the same time. So that's when I knew it was going to be a hit, because I'm like, man, I go to some movie theaters right now, these, and they still can't get that energy that, you know, back in the day when you used to go watch a theater and
there's excitement.
Yeah, everybody was just excited.
It was a community event.
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, those live viewings of like, we did one for our Christmas like videos we do.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So the live viewings are so fun. Like when, like, especially like when they put so much work into it, you know, like just to see people just kind of like collectively enjoy something and laughing at the moments. You're like, okay, I made sure people laugh here, or like laughing at moments you even know people would laugh at. It's like almost better than stand up. Cause I feel like with stand up, you have another shot at it. You know, like if you bomb today, you could go up another day and like do well. But like with those viewings, it's like, it is what it is. It will never really change. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it's fucking fantastic.
What's strange is we don't do that anymore. I think only stand-up exists to have that community feel. Because everything else, movies and shit, everyone's watching on their cells, on their phones. Even video games. I saw a commercial someone made, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's true. He was showing the evolution of video games and how it's a de-evolution.
Yeah.
And he's playing Halo with his homies, and they're on the couch, and they're all laughing on split screen. And then now, how it got lonely. He's got the headset, but it's not the same feel. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, that is true. We could do so much more, but we're doing so much more just isolated.
Yeah.
And at least in stand-up, you could be with your friends, and you're laughing, you're in the crowd, and you're like, oh, I can't believe you fucking said that, and you're talking.
Yeah.
But apart from that, the comedy art forms, unless you're doing live showings, it won't happen. Everyone's going to watch it themselves. They're just going to watch it on their little screens.
And it's and like I laugh more in groups. You know, if I'm watching a video, sometimes I laugh if it's really funny, but usually I'm more of like, I'm like, oh, that's funny. I recognize that's really witty and funny, but I don't laugh out loud unless I'm in like an environment like that. There's something really amazing. It's the same thing that happened with like the eclipse. Were you guys like,
it was a community event? Yeah. I thought that it was the dumbest thing, but I appreciated the community aspect.
You know what? I was about to ignore the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was seriously was gonna ignore the eclipse, like the thing. But a friend was in my ear, like, oh, she got the glasses, and like, oh, you gotta see it. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's just the moon blocking the sun. Then I lived through the moon, like lunar eclipse. Like, what's gonna be so special about the solar eclipse?
I lived through 9/11.
Yeah, I mean,
I seen the planet eclipse.
Facts,
the
yeah. No facts, though. Like, I lived through 9/11.
I orchestrated the storming of the Capitol. I've lived through shit.
I lived through some shit. Word, man. Facts, man. I was there when Bush said, "Hey, yo, we got that, boy."
It's true.
I was there when two presidents we got him. Not one, but two. I seen two presidents say, we got him, okay? Did, so, like, this solar.
Did you see the one with, like, John Cena? He goes back on stage. Yeah, I even seen that. Like, Osama bin Laden has been compromised to a permanent end, and everyone goes crazy.
Exactly. I've even seen that. So this sun coming, the moon coming over the sun, it's not a big deal. But then when it was going down.
And everyone was excited?
Hey, yo, and then when I actually seen it, though. That was something crazy.
Pictures were never
It's like something embedded in my mind, dog. I didn't think I was going to leave with that type of effect.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to be like a space simp or anything, but like,
yo, for real,
it was like very like
it was Marvel.
It felt like when I was like watching the sun, the moon slowly block. I'm like, that's kind of cool. But then when it actually became the ring, I'm like, no movies or anything that can kind of like replicate like this moment. It was only
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm really seeing the shit that like you could probably never like. It just was so unique, and like everyone was going crazy. The sky like was dark. It's pretty simple.
At one
like,
second, the moon looked like a disco ball to me. Like, I don't know if I was high or something like that.
You were probably high.
Yeah,
anyway.
I was.
Why would you be high for this?
Mostly high.
Mostly, of course. Why not?
That's gonna be the name of his autobiography. Vance Michelle, mostly high.
Not even off the ground. Never left the ground.
You mostly don't need high. Drugs never to left make that the shit look cool.
Mostly high, but on the ground. Mostly high, but on the level. That's a good name.
Yeah. Oh, hey, yo, write that down.
Write that down.
Not right for real.
If that's not a special name, that's a fucking.
Yeah, that's.
Don't look at me to do this.
Write that down.
I'm not your assistant.
Mostly high, but on the level. Right. Think about. I'm gonna remember that. Use that. That's a good one.
I mean, you've been helping me out for real, though. For real, though, like a big help for this past 2 weeks with this, man. I feel like you. It was just natural for me to tell you, hey, write that down.
It's my special featuring Vance.
Yeah, you're the only organized one in the group.
I swear to God, I think this is his special feature.
Yo, are you still taking the photos now that the weather's getting better?
I was going to start doing that on 420. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
I need to actually buy the photos and do that, yeah. I was planning on doing that and like promoting the show on the mountain at the same time.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we have a show tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I love those photos.
Okay.
Yeah, the little Polaroids.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's a good experience. Especially you go up to someone, it's a good experience because once they see it too, they're like, oh, fuck, I like this moment. It's so much more different than digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm reaching kind of like the last years I'm going to do it. Like, I liked it the first few years, and now, like, I like still like doing it, and it feels a good moment, but, like, people are just not appreciating as much as I want it to be because, like, some people were really, like, dicks about it, and, like, they kind of, like, almost, like, looked down on me for doing it.
Like people Why? That actually you took the pictures of?
Yeah. People I asked, like, hey, do you want some photos? Like I don't know. It's
get out of here, pervert.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It takes a lot out of me, like, kind of like morally, because it's just like I feel like why does no one want this? You know?
Some people are dicks.
Some people are dicks, and it's gonna be like that no matter what. It's just also like it's gonna be less and less cute the older I get. So you know, like when a 30-year-old man's walking around like you want photos, it's still kind of cool, but it's also kind of like what's happening here.
I mean, it's worse if the old man's like, I got some photos of you.
Yeah,
do you want to see a couple of them that I could show you?
Yeah, that's what I do. If I see a family, I take a photo beforehand, and then go up and blackmail them to buy it off of me.
I know these aren't your kids.
Oh my god!
Yo, you guys see what happened to Puff Daddy?
What, every
did,
day.
Did he come back up or did he?
Did he do it? Did he no, do it? Not.
The weird thing is, he still seems like he's unfazed. He's just videos of him dancing and shit.
Oh, like recent videos.
Yeah, there was like a TikTok, I think, but I don't know how Poseidon knows this shit better than me. He's got his finger on the Puff Daddy pulse.
You're a big Puff Daddy.
You got
fan.
Your finger on the Diddy.
Diddy. I got my finger on his anus.
he Diddy.
Diddling Diddy with your finger.
my new documentary, Diddling Diddy.
That's a good one. Yo, but then you think about like what's his name, Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Like, yeah. Usher. Don't look too good in all of this at all.
Until like maybe like 3 years ago, I didn't realize that Jay-Z and Puff Daddy were two different people.
Oh, you were really not in the mix at all.
Until I started watching more Jay-Z, this is not Puff Daddy.
You just saw Jay-Z, Diddy, and Kanye. You thought they were all.
No, why'd you throw in Kanye?
No, you probably thought Kanye. Yeah,
no, I know.
You saw Martin Luther King and you're like, why is Jay-Z at this fucking rally?
He was like, all of a sudden, how come Jay-Z hate Jews? And then it was.
Doesn't age. How come Jay-Z hates Jews?
Okay, let's be honest. We can't rule that out. He could probably still hate Jews and not be Kanye.
That's true. That is true, actually. You can't rule that out. That's a good observation.
Facts.
But yeah, I don't know. Sean P. Diddy Combs appeared stressed as he was spotted talking on the phone outside his Miami. Yeah, I'd be fucking stressed too.
I'm always stressed on the phone though.
Yeah.
I'll be stressed too.
And especially if you're on the phone and they're telling you, yo, the FBI just raided your properties. I'd be a little stressed.
Yeah. And at the same time, my son's getting caught in sexual allegations himself. Like,
oh, did his son get?
Yeah, King Combs.
What did he make? P baby.
Well, yeah. What did he do?
I don't know. They say that he did something on. He got caught with something on the yacht.
Oh yeah. Motherfucker!
I don't know if that's really out there.
Just don't go on yachts. I feel like out there. That's just
Nothing good seems to happen on yachts.
That's the always, you know, the Always Sunny episode, like that famous one.
I like that. That one day when he posted the his daughter up to make us divert.
Go down.
Yeah.
You know why nothing good ever happens on yachts?
She's a cutie.
No,
you're no longer you're trapped. No, you're in maritime law also.
Yeah,
The laws aren't the same, my boy.
And go scroll down. I want to see the one we posted his daughter. Yeah. Oh, that's so smart. He's like, yo. I didn't rape nobody. Look at how cute this kid is. And then most of us are like, he's right. She is cute.
But everyone's like, but that's not his kid.
Yeah, that's. He just stole a child. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. She is adorable, though.
Wait, he posted out on his story?
Yeah. Like, two or three
But he's smart because that's actually, because, you know, some kids are ugly. That's actually an adorable kid. He's actually smart.
But, like, that's still so fun. That's even like, why would you. Out of nowhere, just post just children photos. It feels like you're for sure trying to dodge or trying to get some heat off of you.
You want to be mean to me? If you're mean to me, you're mean to this kid. That's what you're doing.
That's wild.
But dude, your desperation.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy shit. It's not like simple stuff. That's crazy allegations. So he's panicking. He's like, I'm not going to go to jail.
You ever see that documentary about that British guy? He was like a children's show host.
The guy in the UK, right?
Yeah, I know you're talking about. He's very close to Neville. It's like something like that. It's like
Poseidon, put up UK children host pedo.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
This guy looks, dude. This guy looks evil. You see him?
It's kind of crazy that they let this
Jimmy
guy.
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, it's crazy. They let this guy slide for so long.
Weinstein, no. You look at him.
Yeah.
Weinstein looks like a mutant. Yeah. But look at him, bro.
Oh jeez, I don't want to put no kids near this.
Dude, this motherfucker.
He looks like Charles Martinet, though. The guy who looks smart.
Dude, you know what he did? Yeah, it's true. It's a me.
What is he doing? What, he got fishnets under the blazer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Dude, he's. And this guy was hanging out with kids. This guy was like a big children's presenter in the UK.
But
he was connected to the royal family. The queen gave him an island, and he'd go with sick kids there, and he'd go with 30 kids, and sometimes he'd come back with 26 kids, and no one would ask questions.
This was way before Epstein, too. Huh?
Yeah, this was a while back.
He's probably in cahoots at that time. Well, 2011 he died, so.
This guy died 2011, but this was happening in the 80s. He was a big TV presenter, and the queen, he knew the queen.
Even young, he looked creepy.
This guy was Epstein's sensei.
Dude, this is the documentary on Netflix is even, you're like, ooh.
Oh, they got something on him on
crazy
Netflix.
Crazy documentary. Oh, dude, he would go visit sick kids. He would go visit, he'd bang sick kids.
Like these
so
wish
make
kids.
A wish kids. These there's make a wish kids. He'd bang them. And they'd be like, yo, someone's getting their wish. It's crazy.
That's the eyes of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just letting you know, if you guys come see Vance's special, there'll be no pedophiles.
There'll be
zero.
We won't even talk about pedophiles.
No, they card everyone at the door. Everyone's over the age of 18.
And everybody's going to win prizes.
It's not going to be it's not going to be dark. We're not going to talk about it's going to be a fun time.
Fun time. We got pedophilia. None of that.
It's going to be, don't worry.
I love mentioning that off the top. So people are like, why are you mentioning it now? Just so you know, it's not going to be mentioned later.
I just want people to know that we're not going to be talking about pedophiles for 2 hours and smoking
weed. We are going to set a Pakistani man on fire as a ritual. But apart from that, this is going to be a fun show. This is going to just put crazy shit
up. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me, I recently saw a clip from Sonny where he barges into the studio, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we got to make a rap song.
Yeah, I posted it yesterday.
Yeah, you posted it.
That was because you don't diddle kids.
I don't diddle kids.
I don't diddle kids. We don't diddle kids here.
Never diddle kids.
You ever watch Sonny?
Yeah, I love
Sonny.
Dude,
I love fucking Sonny for so many years. It was when he was doing the beauty pageant for the kids.
Okay.
And it seems super suspect. And they're like, you kind of seem like a child molester because you're hanging out with all these kids and, you know, and he's like, oh, fuck. And then someone was investigating him and he's like, they're going to think I diddle kids. So he overcompensated. So he's just going to say, we don't diddle kids. We're not going to diddle these kids. And people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they always do some off the wild thing in Philly. I be wild. Like, I think it's the first time when I seen some two homeless guys banging under the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was their first time seeing that?
Like on TV, though.
Yeah,
like,
they would never do that on TV.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you went to Philly once and you saw two homeless guys bang.
I mean, nah, that'd be all the time.
You can do that here.
I grew up in New York.
Yeah,
I
mean, you see that everywhere. Every major city, they're banging.
He's seen two regular homed people banging under the bridge.
On the bridge? That's crazy. I was one of those guys banging.
Two housed people just banging under a bridge. But I remember the first episode of Philly was when, of Sunny, was when D was like, you guys better behave. She brought a guy that she met in her acting class, mm-hmm. the new guy she was dating. And they're like, why would it be weird? And it's because the guy is black. And she's like, because you've never seen it. But they didn't tell us. So he walks in like, hey, we're closed. We're closed. The bar. And he's like, no, I'm here. Sir, he fucking told you, buddy. We don't want any trouble. We're closed. And then he's like, I'm here to see D. And she's like, that's my date. And they're like, oh, that's awkward. No, we were saying it's closed because we didn't know who you were. It's not because you're black. It's not because you're black. It was the funniest fucking thing.
Is that the first episode?
I think that was the first episode, yeah. It's not because you're black. The guy's like, I didn't say anything. He's like, it's like we just don't get a lot of, and then the guy's like, black guys. We don't get a lot of black guys around. It was, dude, that was first episode. They've always been hilarious.
They've been crazy with it. Weird with it. Yo.
That's how comedy should be, though. Ballsy. They're like, yo, what's the funniest thing we could do?
Yeah. I was watching.
I feel like sometimes the funniest thing is doesn't always be the ballsiest thing, though.
No, it doesn't need to be the ballsiest, but sometimes there's something so funny, but you're scared to do it. Like, if it's race related or if it's even puffy, like current events, some people are scared to make a joke about a big event because it's too fresh. 9/11, let's say when it happened. But some of the best jokes are right there. It's also timing. Right. Like the best 9/11 jokes were probably said the day after 9/11.
No, the best were like the day before.
The day before the best. Tomorrow, you guys are going to remember that shit.
Even right now, like, I mean, I think my own kind might put a strike on me right now, but I'm a comedian at first. Even when them Kobe jokes is made, like, check it. Like the best, like the day after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, people going to be like, what? You made fun of Kobe? Hey, whatever. I'm a comedian at the end of the day.
Do you remember the day of Ari Shaffir when he got canceled?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he would do it to everyone. He did it to everyone that died, but they didn't know that a lot. Like, what happened was Black Twitter was unaware of who the fuck Ari Shaffir was.
Right.
So they just see a guy making, they couldn't tell it was a joke.
Yeah.
And he was like, this motherfucker, I'm in Charlotte where he got drafted and didn't want to play. Yeah. He should have died. He raped people.
But it's in that, yo, it's been done since the beginning of time, man. Yeah. It's just, jokes are always made after the day after, no matter who, race, or black or white. It was just, Kobe is just more, like, endured figure during that time.
For everyone.
But hey, yo, Kobe ain't exempt from the rule. I mean, it is what it is. And I knew this, too. I mean, I know this as a comedian. So as a black person, they might be like, dang, you know he was wrong for Kobe Bryant. I'm like, But, like, when a white person, we write to get on as soon as a white musician dies, too. So it's like, come on, man. It's like, it does it.
I think maybe it could have been weird if he only did it for Kobe. But since he did it for everyone, whiter, but he would always do it. Yeah. I was like, then clearly it's not a race thing. It's just a big figure thing.
Yeah.
And Kobe was the biggest figure.
Yeah. It was crazy. And it was PND during that time. Everybody was home.
Everyone's angry.
So, yeah. Ain't nobody had nothing to do that time but to just.
Yeah. But also, it was like pretty like. It wasn't just that he died. It was like he died and children died too.
And it was a horrific death.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a plane crash.
But also
kind
of fucking badass.
Yeah.
I want to die in a helicopter crash. That seems sick.
See, a hockey player, they're tough. You want to die. A hockey player would have walked that shit off. Mm-hmm. It was like a plane crash. I got this. Don't worry. It's just a helicopter, guys. It's not a Boeing. I can handle this.
Do you you watch a lot of sports, right?
I used to watch. Now I watch. The only thing that I try my best is not to miss my soccer team. That's it.
It's Greece.
Which
soccer
team
soccer
is that? Team,
yeah, AEK Athens. I love them. So that's like the team of my heart. The rest, man, I miss. Like Raptors, I'll miss games. I'm too busy.
No, snap.
But these guys play Sunday mornings or in the afternoons, right? That's the good thing about European soccer because the time difference. So I'll be able to catch most of it. So I'm super invested.
There's have you seen
is that the Premier League?
It's the Premier League of Greece.
Yeah.
Like it's the top tier of Greece.
Okay.
And the teams, like the last couple of years, there's been a lot of investment. So they're making money, they're doing well. They have like one of the best stadiums in Europe, brand new stadium. I was the first person that was in the media that got to visit it before it opened in 2022.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. I filmed a little documentary that I put on my Patreon. Like I'm really, really tied into the team. Like it's it's part of me. Like, I
you
go
watch,
crazy.
You watch Montreal's soccer team?
I tried, bro, but it's different level of soccer. It's not.
Yeah.
The caliber doesn't
as
get
in,
to
like,
me.
So, like, if like the Montreal team and the, your team would play, they
oh,
would
yeah, they'd not, get destroyed.
Yeah, the Greece will. The will
yeah,
the,
but Montreal. All most European teams, if they faced him, it wouldn't go well. But some fucking MLS teams are getting good. Atlanta has a good fucking team. Miami has a good fucking. There's some MLS teams that are like, oh, fuck, they play well.
Okay.
But Montreal's not a shit team, especially not for the MLS. They're just, compared to European teams, you notice the difference.
I think, like, soccer in America is just getting a little bit more popular. So I think within, like, maybe the next generation.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
The premier is probably going to be in the States in the future.
Oh, okay.
Because better conditions, you're in the first world.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much.
A lot of Europe's also the first
bro,
world.
Bro, Europe's second. And if it says that, Europe. Most of Europe is second world. It's second world. People say that it's
Poland,
second
Poland's
world.
For sure second yeah. world.
The only places in Europe that are first world is London.
Oh, yeah.
Germany.
And three blocks in Paris.
Yes. France, Finland.
Netherlands, France, Netherlands,
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 yeah, and the
but like and Greece, as far as I'm concerned, second world, yeah, right in between first and second, right there. Italy, same thing, beautiful Italy, second world, bro. Second they're not world. First.
France
Spain,
too.
Yes, Spain. Most of France is second fucking
yeah,
world. They're
because
not.
Yo, you tasted the meat over there? That's second world stuff. Second world. Second
but then
world
again, thing. This is me. If you ask, I think economists or whatever, like, no, these are all first world nations, and they really separate the second in a different tier. But as far as I'm concerned, first world is like North America. First world is where you could walk out at 2 a.m. and yeah. buy a 70-inch flat screen TV.
Boom.
Like, that's, to me, first world.
Yeah, but then
they're like 1.5.
Some part, nah, you can't do that in some parts of Canada. First and
world. Some parts are second world in Canada, too.
Some parts yeah. are some part, third yeah. world, dude.
So I believe that. I'm with you. Some parts, well, I wouldn't say third because I went to Tunisia. Tunisia is teetering, bro, second and third some places.
Mm.
Like, I was like, what the fuck are you people doing? Because I was already mad at Greece. Because Greece, I was talking about another podcast. I get so pissed because you go to Athens, it has so much beautiful shit, right? Bro, there's graffiti everywhere. There's so much graffiti everywhere. It's just graffiti. Everyone's tagging everything.
Athens?
Full. Athens is full. It's just so it pisses me off because I'm like, guys, you're fucking up the city. You're making it seem lower than it is. It looks disgusting. And then that made me mad. And then when I got to Tunisia, I noticed something. Bro, the garbage everywhere. You're driving on the highway. There's piles. The people are just throwing shit out the window. I go, what the fuck are you people doing? This is your country. Why are you throwing garbage everywhere? So I was mad at the Greeks and the Tunisians. I was very pissed off at everyone.
That's wild. Yeah. I heard that India, too. I heard India.
It's oh, like India, yeah.
It's crazy everywhere. Yeah. It's just garbage everywhere.
There's a lot of people, though. I think Toronto. That garbage.
But that's the thing. I think it's because we're fucking assholes. I think human beings are just pieces of shit. Because India's huge. And then the excuse is there's a lot of people. So it's going to be shitty everywhere. But that's on us as humans. Like, we can't do that.
What about French? Why they can't take a shower? There's a lot of people.
He doesn't like French people from France. He gets
wild.
Mad.
It's wild over there for that.
What do you mean? Only French I like are the Southern French.
They don't take their...
Oh, Marseille and stuff? You like Algerians?
Yeah, Southern French got a nice... their vibe is cool. They're when they come over here, you can tell they got a good vibe.
But all the island people, same thing. Like, if you go to, like... Italy, Spain, like sorry, Mediterranean, like all the water people, they're warmer.
The water people,
the end of the boot people,
end of the boot people. Same thing in Greece. You go to everyone that's coastal. Like the islanders, they're warmer.
It turns out if you're in the sun and by the beach most of your life, you're actually pretty chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you come here, everyone's angry all the fucking time.
Dude, that's why like every time I think I love Montreal, it's like I think it's like one of the best cities in North America and also one of the most like downplayed.
Yeah,
but like if I had to move out of Montreal, I'm not going to a place that like.
Similar place.
I have to go to somewhere that actually has like sunlight for like the majority of the year because it's like I just want to feel like what's it like to be a normal person or just be happy most of my life.
I've been debating that in my head. I've been debating the possibilities of can I go to Florida?
Yeah.
Can I move to Florida?
You're definitely a Florida guy.
Yeah, move most of Florida. Go somewhere because I see you know. Remember Abdul Butt?
Yeah.
So my buddy Abdul lives in Florida now.
Yeah.
He talks to me about it. I saw him. He started even a side business there and he was talking about it. He goes, it's not what you think. Because I have this vision of Florida.
Okay.
Apart from Miami with the Cubans, which I can't wait to eat. I had this vision of like swamp, redneck, like a lot of goofiness. Florida man. Right?
Yeah.
That's my vision of it. So I always had that was kind of holding back. And then he's explained, he's like, no, dude, that's like if people took all the memes of Montreal,
right?
And they thought that was how Montreal was. And he was explaining to me how his neighbors are, how the culture is there, how people store, how they're nice. They're not like. And then the same thing happened to me. I've been to Texas a lot. I go to Dallas a lot. And dude, before I ever went to Texas, I had like the worst image of Texans.
Yeah,
I thought they were the worst fucking people.
I still do too. Cowboys.
Dude, racist. That was my idea.
The worst idea. Vance is like, Cowboys. I hate those Cowboys. Yeah.
But dude, I go down there a lot.
And then you saw the same thing and you love it.
Yeah, dude. No, that's not the same. Dude, they're super racist. No, they're amazing. Dude, Texas is fucking wild. Texas, the lanes are big. Everyone's chill. I thought they were going to be rude.
Did you say the everyone's lanes nice. Are big?
The lanes are huge, bro.
Yo, I heard
For driving?
For driving. Huge, bro. Huge. Huge for everything's bigger there.
Everything's bigger.
The food, and they're so nice. They're warm.
Your number one thing
is everything.
I noticed it right away. I was like, "Yo, the lanes are big. Like, there's so many lanes and shit." And
that what you call these lanes?
The lanes are big.
Oh my god!
But it's just Texas. Actually, they're fucking cool ass people. They're warm. I thought they were gonna be cold people. They were gonna be assholes, like to foreigners and all that shit. It was the opposite. They have that fucking twang. They do the howdy thing. I fucking love that shit.
That's like Dallas and like so. It's like the
I've been
city.
To Dallas and Houston.
How was the barbecue though? Did you have the barbecue?
Yeah, legit.
Oh man.
Yeah, they know how to eat, dog.
Damn.
Yeah, they eat well. I like it.
That's why I want to really go there.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
But the Moon Tower, you tried? You went there?
I didn't go to Moon Tower. Okay. It's Austin. I have to go to Austin. So last trip, I was there in January. I went to record something. I went to record Normal World in Dallas for the Blaze, and then I had booked to go to the Mothership. Okay. But when I had messaged Egit, I had the wrong, like what I told him, the dates that I was there and the dates that I was actually there were two opposite dates. And he's like, oh, I thought you said this date. And I was like, no, that's the date I fly out. And I was like, ah, fuck, I'll do it next time. So I flew, instead of changing the ticket and all, like the cost wouldn't make sense for me to pay extra to go do spots. It doesn't make sense. So I said, we'll do it next time.
Next time.
Yeah. What's the, have you been to the Mothership?
No, it was supposed to be my first time.
Okay. The, I've never been.
I heard amazing things though.
I heard some good things too. It feels like I don't know. Like it feels like kind of like a bubble sometimes. Thinking about like Austin because it wasn't really like a stand up city before.
Yeah, Rogan made it a stand up city.
It's more of a stand up. It's also like a bunch of these like really good stand up comedians. You know these like really like
high level
world class comedians.
Yeah,
and then all the people I kind of know of who are actually there are just some shit ass like open micers.
So, well, it's going to happen. You're going to be attracted to it because it's like...
That's because of Kill Tony's there, too.
Kill Tony's
it's not
there.
Like, it's not like kind of like New York or like L.A. or like other like more established where there's like, you know, there is like a medium of people kind of coming up and there's like, there is a future because you could tell, oh, these guys are the future of the city.
There, it's like the best ones and then some shit ones that wouldn't make it in any city.
So it's like, when these like big stand-up comedians are kind of winding down in their career...
Who's
like,
going to take over?
Yeah. Which unless more comedians just start like you know coming in, but it does feel.
I think more will come in because Rogan's doing, and I know people that are moving there, and also Rogan's doing something which is only he could do, and I think it's the most badass thing. So he makes sure that everyone gets paid really well when they're doing spots. Like your spots are overpaid.
Do you know? Do you know what's the like what their schedule is like for the week?
No, I don't know by heart, but you can find it online, or you can. We have friends that are down there. You can like, let's say Chris Ramsey, one of the hosts of Two Drink Minimum. He's always there. He's always like with the because he's friends with Hinchcliffe too. So he's that he knows more about what's going on than I do.
And they have like an open mic and stuff like that.
They have an open, they have their version of an open mic, and they have the thing about Rogan that he's doing that's badass is so Rogan he's successful in his own right with his stand up and his podcast. So he's not looking to pull money out of that club. He wants the club to be running to be successful and make money. So what he's doing is he's paying everyone really really well. So that these comics, for a spot, if you're getting a couple $100 and then you're doing four, you know, it's adding up. So in the month, they won't have to do shitty jobs. They could focus on comedy. No one else would ever do that, has ever done that. You know what I mean? He's like, no, I'm creating this. So I want them to be, that's like a crazy love for the art of stand-up. Because the big artists don't need that. It's not going to motivate them. But the young ones coming up, that's huge for them. Dude, if you could do four or five spots in a month and that's going to pay your rent and your groceries, that's insane. That's huge. So the only reason why he's doing that is for that generation. And no one else does that shit. No one else cares as much to be like, I'm going to cut my profits. He's like, fuck, I already have money. I'm making money. Fuck that shit. I'd rather.
So he's more of just like making sure that the company's sustainable. Yeah,
everyone's getting paid, including the comics. And then for him, that's a success.
And he's trying not to take too much of a profit off.
I don't think, as far as I understand, I don't think he does. I think that's why they make that. That's why the comics get paid well.
So like, yeah.
He just like leaves it in
like
there.
No CEO you have to pay for. No owner.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's like, fuck it. That's beautiful.
Yeah. He loves stand-up comedy. People did it because of everything, because of his podcast. And people were like, oh, he's controversial. This and that. You know how it is with the media. Yeah. So people wouldn't see him as like a person, the impact he has on stand-up. He had a big positive stand-up on podcast and on a positive impact on podcasting and stand-up. And now what he's doing there, that's huge, dude. Yeah. You're moving from another city. You don't have that much money, but you're a good comic, so you're getting enough spots. And you're like, holy fuck, I'm able to breathe. I'm able to live just off my art.
Yeah.
That changes your life. Yeah. That changed your life. So that to me, people don't say it enough. They don't talk enough about how he did that. And he could have been like, here's 20 bucks spots. Here's 50 bucks. He's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you know.
That's true. He could be like, the store.
Yeah.
And just give him 20 bucks. Like 15 bucks.
But he's doing this with Egate, though. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, he brought him over, so he lives there now.
Yeah.
And even during the pandemic, when it couldn't open, as far as I understand, he was making sure that his staff that he brought over were all getting paid, even though there was no store.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't open.
Wow.
So he's like, no, you moved here. You're going to get, like, he does some stuff that the only other person I've ever seen do is Mike Ward here. Mike Ward did, like, during the pandemic, he was calling all the, because he had a podcast, other people do, he knew that some comics were living paycheck to paycheck, but from their comedy. It was dead, so they had no money. So what he would do is he would call and be like, is everything, you're going to all the French comics, is everything going okay? Do you need something? And he was making sure people who needed something, he was giving them cash so that they wouldn't have to go work at Canadian Tire or something like that.
Oh, man, we need Joe Rogan in Montreal.
Yeah, that's our version of it. That was Mike. Mike Ward did that.
Oh, yeah?
Mike Ward was doing that for us here.
Yeah,
but then if you did that for the English comics, you'd run out of money so quick.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's making money.
No one's making money, but also the English comics, we have a problem, bro. It's because since I do both, I see. Dude, we have a lot of fucking crazy people that are not stand-ups that are in the stand-up world. In French, they kind of fizzle out because there's more of an industry.
Okay.
In English, dude, holy fuck. It's like you see it. There's like 95%. Sometimes you realize, you're like, wait a second. This is an actual crazy person.
Yeah.
This is an actual crazy person.
I think the bar for our comedy is like the bar for professionalism in the actual like industry is much lower because we have like it's mostly open mics with some paid shows, which are almost on the same caliber as those open mics. There's no like real club comics, no real headliners. Like I saw, like no, everyone's doing between 5 to 15 minute sets. So the bar is so much lower. So I know so many people who would just be like, I could talk for 10 minutes and just say crazy offensive shit or just nothing at all. And like I saw, okay, so like also I saw two things recently that kind of like inspired me. Like stand up wise,
yeah.
What happened?
I saw Mike Carrozza run his like to practice his hour, and I've never seen a comedian from Montreal do an hour before, and that was kind of like cool to see, like some like not like 10 minutes of comedy, but like someone do a complete hour that kind of made sense and like worked together. And then I saw Dan Karen and Chris Sandiford's, they did like a sketch comedy show.
They've been doing that for years. They're good, though.
And it was just like so well done, and I'm like. Because I knew that we have good comics here, but like a lot, I feel like a lot of them either like we're kind of stuck here because we can't really move out the city. Because if we do, you know, it's way tougher. We can't afford to do that. You need a lot of money backing you up. So a lot of people are stuck here. But sometimes you forget that we have such incredible talent, and that like we can have legit level headliners and like some next level comedians. We just don't have the infrastructure for it, and we also need to, you know. Inspire those comedians to come here. You know, we didn't like how many comedians like do you like never come to Montreal? They do a Canadian tour. It's like they go to Vancouver, Toronto, Halifax. They skip over Montreal every time. No one knows about Montreal.
Yeah.
We need some good comedy. Even like just like Canadian like headliners, like people from Toronto, they should be coming out here doing shows.
Also, a lot of people I realize now in the States assume that we don't speak English in Montreal.
Yeah.
Because I know. You know the Star Wars burlesque parody thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it. I'm hosting that.
Wow, and that's crazy. They dance into with lightsabers. Oh,
it's amazing.
All
it's amazing.
Wow.
Because they're all like some of them are like Toronto Raptors dancers, not like they're all like crazy all across Canada.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, like they're crazy dancers. Like they're not like I thought when I heard burlesque, I thought it was gonna be like a kind of a strip show.
It's professional.
It's like choreographed. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be a strip show.
You could be disappointed, but it's fun.
Burlesque is like the. I feel like burlesque is like the insane part of comedy. Like you might see a lot of it.
Yeah, you might see some crazy, but it's so much fun. But then they were telling me they're like, yeah, because no one understands English here. You're gonna do it all in French, and I go. Well, I could do it in French. I don't mind because most of them speak French. Because I go, but you do realize we speak English. Like I'm speaking to you in English. All Quebecers are not in like Quebecers understand English. They have Netflix. Like we're not cave people.
Yeah.
We're not cave people. But they have this assumption that you cross and the second you get to Montreal, no one understands English.
Because all our signs are in French.
Everything maybe that French. I have no idea, but they have this perception. Like we speak all these languages. Like Quebecers are not like they don't turn on Netflix. Like what the fuck? I don't know what's going on. Like they don't freak out. Like English is international.
It is.
Wait a second. Let me ask you a question real quick. I mean, a little off topic though.
Go.
But on topic. Like when you leave the rest of Canada, right? Like, say if you're coming in from Vancouver and Toronto, every time when you come back in Quebec, don't you feel like you went back in time, like 5 years?
I don't know if I...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I went back. I do have a weird feeling when I come back, but I think it's this feeling of home. No matter where I go, when I come back here, yeah, it feels like, okay, there's some stuff that we're lacking.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it feels familiar. That's what it is. Like the nostalgia. You're like, but I know it. It's mine. Even though I get so mad that it's fucking broken, nothing works.
True.
When you come back, you're like, this is my mess.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. Because I feel when I come back, I don't get that feeling anywhere else. Like, I'll get some excitement sometimes when I'm landing in Athens. Yeah. I'll get a bit of that excitement.
Okay.
But it doesn't, I don't have the feeling of home as I do when I'm coming back to Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Montreal does feel like home.
Montreal has like Montreal problems.
Yeah.
True.
There's some problems in this city that are like really big that don't influence any other city in North America, which I kind of like because it makes it super unique.
The cum in the water.
What?
The
cum in the water.
Did you hear about that shit?
The way he just said what?
Poseidon had a meltdown over it.
I thought it was.
Did you come in the bathtub or something?
No.
Yo,
sticky. No.
Come in the rivers.
Yeah,
or something.
There's a whole thing that they go. So we have to invest a couple more $1 million because our filtration system is so garbage that we're still getting extreme ejaculate. Hormones from pills, women's estrogen pills, all that. It's still coming. Like, you're still drinking extreme ejaculate and all that. It's crazy.
I got to get bottled water from now on.
Yeah,
now.
I always get bottled water because of that.
Nah, it's coming.
Yo, you guys are a fucking mouthpiece for big bottle water.
Yeah, we're
for Esca.
We work for big bottle.
Big bottle.
Well, Sonny, can you give me another Esca?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And he was losing his mind. Esca. So reading the CBC thing, he's like, what? What is fucking going crazy?
Esca, there's no cum in this water.
Because you know, Esca's from Quebec. It's from Val d'Or.
Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's from up north. Yeah,
taste that. Cum free,
bro. But yeah, but it's not the cum that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the pills, because people take a lot of like pills. They throw them down the drain, and so estrogen.
That's actually an issue that people throw pills down the drain.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
And mad people take pills,
and we don't know how to properly filter it yet. So you get a lot of the residue,
and we have an aging
system. Right now, the money that they're spending, you know, when they say we're shutting this down, we're changing the pipes, it's more of like a maintenance. It's not to actually fix the problem.
It's made more to get to lower the problem.
Lower a bit, but it's very day. And but also, there's more people. People are shitting. So there's shit, cum, pills, drugs, all kinds of crazy shit.
I thought we had the best filtered water in North America.
We've always been saying that. Yeah. We've always been saying that. But I think the bar is low.
Maybe
keep saying the best. But it's like taking three open mics, like, yo, this guy's the best one. It's like, but they're all shit.
Yeah.
Oh. But what if like the cum and like the pills are like what makes it so good?
Could you imagine if they remove the cum and you're like, there's something missing?
Yeah, you're like, I'm depressed now.
It's disgusting.
I don't take any, like, I'm not prescribed any pills. I should be on, like, some kind of medication. So I feel like if the water's got the medication I need, I'm fine. I'm microdosing everything. I'm good.
Gym dudes start losing muscle mass, less protein in the water.
No, there's more protein in the water. Just cum in the water.
No, it's if they remove it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's definitely cum in our water.
I'll be like, oh, snap, I'm losing weight, man. What's going on?
That's why people in Montreal are so sexy.
Maybe. It's all the cum.
Yeah.
But also, you know, Dasani?
That's the
worst water. That's just Toronto's tap water.
Yeah, it's made by Coca-Cola, huh?
Yeah, bro, it's just tap water. You're bottling tap water. This at least comes from like the fucking up north from these goddamn glacier, where the fuck they have. But it's not tap water. But they fucking, Dasani is just Toronto's tap water. Yeah, check that out. Toronto water, Dasani.
The luxury water, Evian.
Yeah, that's tap too.
Is it? Oh.
What?
Nah, I think I know Aquafina's tap.
Aquafina's tap.
No, Evian is...
I think Evian's legit because that tastes different. That tastes good. But it's expensive, but it tastes good.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's expensive, and it's rich people water, it's called. The French Alps. Naturally pure and with a stable composition, it can be collected. It can then be collected. Evian natural water is collected and bottled from our source, Cachat Spring in French Alps.
That's more than Fiji water.
I think I I think they're the two expensive ones Fiji, that are actually
Fiji.
Good.
Fiji, why are they from Detroit or some shit?
Fiji dropped in quality over the past couple of years.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Where is it from? Imagine it is Michigan. Imagine Flint. It's Flint water.
You know what's my water though? Poland Springs.
VT.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my
that's some New Yorker shit.
Yeah.
Esca is bottled in Saint-Mathieu, Darikana, in Abitibi,
Temiskaming.
Yep. Oh, real locals. Real local cum right here, baby.
No jizz, but local.
Oh, Dasani is largely sourced from municipal supplies and then filtered in bottled water plants before getting bottled. Places Dasani sources its water from include California, Minnesota.
So we're taking everyone's tap water.
Yeah, Arizona, Colorado, and Michigan.
Wait a second. Michigan don't even got what they need water right now in Michigan.
Yeah, we're that shitty water.
It's cause, yeah, it's because Dasani's taking the water. That.
Nah, yo, nah, Dasani. Y'all too, y'all, nah.
It's disgusting, dude. That's like wild. What? But that's a fucking Coca-Cola thing to do. You yeah. bottle water, but you don't bottle it from the source. You just bottle the tap water that you're getting. I understand it's less money. Like you're spending less, but that's insane.
These are the people that put cocaine in soda. You know what I mean? What?
They used to do that shit, right? They denied that. It, but apparently a lot of people say, no, no, they did it
for like 2 years. They did it for 2 years. They did it so quick that it was enough for people to deny it and they could still get. They did it enough for them to get away with it. Like
that's crazy.
In a year where, you know, things wasn't regulated, like they, and then as soon as things they got out, yeah. They did it enough to get a lot of people hooked on their brand and to carry it throughout the generations.
That's the one thing America loses out on is they eat like garbage. All the shit, dude. I saw a documentary on when they switched over from regular sugar to like all the product, Coke, whatever, McDonald's, and they switched over in the 90s or late 80s to that high fructose corn syrup and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And the obesity levels started to fucking skyrocket.
Wow. You ever seen Super Size Me?
Yeah, that was fucked up too. That made me scared of McDonald's.
Me too, for a long time. Until I came up here. McDonald's Canada is crazy.
Same shit. It's the same shit. But it's hard to avoid, dude, because there's so much shit everywhere.
It's not the same shit. It's just like you said with the water. It's a higher of the bullshit. That's what I think. They're all low. But I feel like McDonald's Canada is the higher one.
Do you, when you eat, do you feel the difference?
Yeah, a lot of Americans will come up here and they'll be like, whoa, McDonald's in Canada slaps.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If you go to Europe, it tastes different. I went to Georgia. And that McDonald's.
The country?
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass.
And that McDonald's there, like, first of all, it was kind of, you know, like when people talk about like McDonald's from the 90s and shit, dude, like Wendy's had like pizza and shit. KFC had like spaghetti. It was like weird.
Yeah.
And the McDonald's was so shit, but not like the American way where it's just like greasy. It was just like, this tastes like a regular ass hamburger. And I'm like, bro, it was so sad. It was just like a regular hamburger. I'm like, I need that grease. It's not the same. Like additives or like the addictive chemicals just wasn't in that version of McDonald's.
Oh, nah, they don't.
They don't fuck with that around.
The bread wasn't sweet or anything. It was like regular bread. It was crazy. I feel like it was not decent.
They was trying to be natural. They was really trying to be healthy with it. That's not McDonald's.
And like, yeah, I feel like I wasted my time.
Yeah. That's not McDonald's at all.
Yeah, you should get. I mean, you're going there to poison yourself. Give me the poison.
Exactly. I ain't come here to be healthy. I ain't come here to lose. I ain't come here for none of that. Just give me that grease, that fat. Man, there's sometimes when you want food and only McDonald's can only hit that spot because it got that right amount of nastiness you need that day.
Yeah,
you ever take ecstasy and something like that, and sometimes you're like, I wish. Like you didn't have that urge before, but now you have like that weird urge in your head sometimes, like that. Like that
I
weird
never
call-in.
Take ecstasy.
What are you talking about? I'm pretty sure I've done that with you.
He's never. This man has never done a drug in his goddamn life. Right?
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Don't typecast him.
No, there's I just don't do more drugs than three syllables and shit. I can't pronounce. That's it. I can't do those. But like, if I could do.
It doesn't matter.
That's a lie.
That's a huge lie. That is the lie of a drug addict.
Say marijuana right now.
Say marijuana right now.
That's why I don't even call it marijuana. I say weed.
It just changes the name.
Yeah, it does.
Like, this is crystal meth. You mean shine?
Yeah. It's not ecstasy. This is E, dog.
Yeah. But ecstasy, I ain't never tried it. Maybe. Maybe.
Like MDMA?
MDMA, never have that. Never.
Do you have good memory? Because of all the drugs, or is there stuff that escapes you that you can't remember?
I really just smoke a lot of weed. I don't really do MDMA or ecstasy. I do like maybe twice or three times a year because I know, like, it's not as fun if you do it kind of regularly.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a little treat drug. It's the same thing kind of like for mushrooms. But also mushrooms, I kind of like do low doses instead of high doses.
That's me with cocaine.
You just when you need energy.
Yeah, never.
It's like I gotta work on something.
Once on the blue.
This deck ain't gonna build itself.
Yeah.
I don't want to incriminate.
Just to help you get through the day, you know, dude, what I'm saying, just white line.
I've only done shrooms once. Greatest night of my life, bro. So much fun.
Never done again.
And but I felt it when I did it the first time. I felt it. This is the type of thing that you cannot do every day. Once every couple of months, and it makes it amazing.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest.
I
don't have time to do it, dude. It was. You know how long it lasted? I think I was high from like midnight to 7 a.m.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was. I used to microdose for during like the harshest parts of the winter, just to like get me through it, and it actually does help a lot. Helps a lot of anxiety, and you don't really get high at all. But it is like pretty crazy. Like sometimes it's pretty medicinal. It's pretty. Shrooms are probably the best drug. I'll be honest. It's
As long as you know how. Like I had a shepherd. I had my buddy who was with me. He's the one who knew, so he guided me through it. As long as you don't overdo it. It's fucking. It could be a lifesaver. Yeah.
And every level, how many did you do? If you do a little bit, it's still a good time. If you do a lot, it could be like crazy profound. And also, like once it's gone out of your body, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you're gone. Your mind's gone.
Sometimes.
I used to microdose like all day.
Microdose what?
I mean shrooms.
Okay. Heroin.
I remember one time I saw, this is an incriminating comedian. I won't say his name because he'll probably freak out if I say his name. But you know who I'm talking about.
Right.
After his show, it was at like a weed show. The guy had a joke about like doing shrooms, and as he like leaves, a guy hands him like a handful of shrooms. He's like, "Hey, you said you like shrooms? Do some shrooms." And he just took them right there. And then like maybe like half an hour later, he talks to me. He's like, "I've never done shrooms before. Like,
what?
What am I expecting here?"
Whoa!
And I'm like, "You've never done shrooms? Like, you had a joke about it." He's like, "Yeah, it's a joke about it. I just took the and just did it." And I'm like. He's like, I'm like,
how much did you eat?
Yeah.
He's like, a fistful.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you driving home? He was like, I drove here. And I'm like, dog.
You're not driving home.
I'm like, you got to call a taxi and you just got to vibe out for a bit. Like, this is like, well, also, why are you taking a
miscellaneous shrooms?
It's insane.
It's so funny. But that's a very comic thing to do. Like, you do decent on a set. Somebody hands you something. I'm going to do it. Fuck it.
I'm on a high right now, man. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, I would never done that. Especially after, what's that thing that happened during the pandemic when them 13 comedians died at the party with fentanyl?
Kate Quigley's
Wait, what?
Yeah, after that, I'm like, okay.
What happened?
They were all in the States. They were all there. Kate Quigley, she survived. She's the one that, and then she felt terrible because all her friends died. So imagine you're out with your friends and they were out partying. I think it was in Florida. Yeah. You could double check, Poseidon.
The place you want to move to.
Yeah. And they got, that was when the fentanyl, like I have a buddy who died because of fentanyl, same thing. So it was during the overdoses. So they all got fucking poisoned. You know, they all took fentanyl. She survived, and a lot of them died.
What were they taking?
Three of them died.
What were they taking?
Cocaine.
Yeah,
that makes that's.
And that's how a lot of people died here too during that time. I remember it was fentanyl laced cocaine.
Fentanyl was getting up in the weeds.
Yeah, because the traffickers, they had a hard time bringing shit to the borders,
right? Kate Quigley speaks out about fentanyl poisoning. Fuck, bro, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for the girl, dude. Like, you wake up, imagine you and your homies, the guys that you hang out with all the time, you wake up and they're all dead.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did she survive it?
Yeah.
She survived, yeah.
Or did she just not have any fentanyl?
No, she was out too. Like, I think she was rushed to the hospital as well, but she survived, like her, you know.
Jeez. It's crazy, yeah. And then
that's the thing. That's what makes it worse. Is like you took the same shit your friends took,
yeah.
But you're such a cokehead that you survived it. You're like your body's like, nah, I got this, bro.
I'm like at any comedian party. I'm examining them drugs now, B.
Yeah,
for real.
Got to be careful with that shit.
Yeah. You don't think I am, but I am. I'm examining.
I don't do drugs at all because it doesn't help. I didn't learn stand up high or drunk. I started doing stand up sober. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to do it if I'm off. Like I need to be sharp. I don't have the calm vibe of, oh, it's cool. I don't have that because I never learned that skill.
Right.
My skill is you have to be sober. So it's always coffee me.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee.
I usually try not to do like get high before like sets because it does really throw me off. If anything, I feel like a shot or two shots, or maybe just one shot is like very like for me kind of helpful because I do like I lose like an edge a little way faster, but I do try to, if it's like a big show, I'm not gonna get high before, or like even like a beer or something. I want to be like, I try to, I don't know, like a fun, loose vibe, but also not like
inebriated. Like you want to be in control.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I had to do the opposite.
That's, a lot of my friends, they go on stage, they can't go sober, and they always, and these are big comics, and they're like, how the fuck do you not drink anything?
Yeah, exactly. So it was an opposite thing for me where I'm like, oh, snap, I'm not, I can't, I got to learn how to be doing this or without it, because, you know what I mean? It's like,
you don't want every time you have to do comedy, you have to get hammered.
Yeah, I don't want that. So it's like, I got to learn that. But then I noticed that the first time I tried to do it sober, I'm like, oh snap, a little timing's off, a little edge. So now I had to actually relearn a sober way of getting comedy. Like, okay, this is like when I'm sober, boom, I had to learn how to get my timing right. Like now it's a different fence. Like now I'm up to a point where I could do this non-sober and unsober, and I'm still right. Because I don't need it. I'm sober. I'm still like, yeah, I got this. I could still do it.
Oh, you should have seen what Vance did on Monday. It was so funny.
Oh, it's Monday.
After like we have two shows. We do like one at 8 and one at 10:30. After the 8 o'clock show, we're doing signups for the open mic, and then Vance like tells all the open micers to go into the other room.
Oh yeah, that's right. Have a camp.
He started doing the. Mm-hmm. And he started teaching these open micers like literally like on a fake whiteboard. Like he was just like, and everyone's listening. He was doing like a world's smallest academy.
Yeah,
teaching these open micers how to do stand up.
I mean,
there was like 30-40 comedians just like watching him. Just tell people about like the element of surprise.
So I was breaking down a couple of tips of stand-up comedy fundamentals, but it was just like, here's the deal. I mean, we got this problem with the open micers and stuff. Like, I mean,
it's like an infestation of cockroaches.
So really?
No, I'm joking.
So here's the deal. I mean, I felt like the only way I could just be like, yo, I mean, I'm to do what I feel like, because I can't make everybody good, but what I could do to help is at least give 15 minutes of my time and tell them what I know that can help them better. So I'm just going to do this every week in between my shows. Yeah, and it's not a paid workshop. You don't have to pay me or nothing. It's just me taking...
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of him being like, yo, listen.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Steve, number one, you got to stop using the N-word. You're an old white guy. You're making it weird for everyone. You're making it awkward for everyone. Life lessons, bro. Just stop it. You're just giving lessons.
It was kind of like that, but George is silly. George is silly. I was there. George is silly.
Bro, George, the secret shows, Friday at the third floor.
George is silly. Doesn't need back because he knows what he's doing wrong.
No, but secret shows, dude, are George's bread and butter. We have so much fun.
What time you came there last? I was there last Saturday.
I showed up at midnight, like 12 or something, because of the fucking Star Wars shows. For the next month, I'm always going to be late.
Okay.
So I always show up at the end as a surprise. So last week's evening, I showed up fucking late. But dude, the shit that goes down, secret show, because once everyone gets into it, they're like, okay, we're not using the cameras. Everything just stays here so you can go crazy.
Yeah.
Once the audience gets into it and they start getting loose, bro, it's the craziest shit. And it's only funny in there. If you take it out of context, you'd be like, holy fuck, that's insane.
Yeah.
But and also sometimes it gets personal. Like we'll read people's actual, they're like, you know what? I had a weird relationship with this guy, or a weird date. Let's read the Tinder thread. Yeah. So then I'm reading with their voices. And I did it to Boom Boom too. And it was the funniest fucking thing. I was reading Boom Boom's text and I was like, bro, why do you talk like a girl? Like he types like a girl. He does a hey and all that stuff. So I was reading it like that and it was killer for us, right? But it's only funny in that moment. It wouldn't be funny if it was filmed and you watch it later. Yeah. It wouldn't be as funny. But in the room when he's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. And I'm doing his voice and everything. It's fucking hilarious. So it's, lot of crazy shit happens.
That's the stuff that Chappelle be talking about. Like I remember Chappelle, he was introducing somebody and then he was like, yeah, man, I know you guys see stand-up comedy in Netflix and you might see it on the movie or TV, but like you guys are in the club and this is what it's all about, just being in the club. So guys, appreciate that you guys are in the club, because there's some things that happens in the club like you don't see outside, and this is what
it's this feeling you have with the comic, with the audience, that this look, this that you can never recreate digitally.
It's what we were talking about before, like those community events.
That's exactly, you know?
I almost only like watching stand up comedy live. You know, watching good stand up comedy live is so different. Like, you could watch something on Netflix and be like, nah, that was witty. That was pretty good. But, like,
if you saw that same set live, you were there in the audience, yeah, you'd see why people go crazy. Because it happens sometimes where you'll film something, people are like, this was a great set. And then you rewatch it and you're like, I don't like it that much. But in the moment,
right,
it's amazing because that's how it's supposed to be. That was the whole intention. That's how it's that community thing. And sometimes it's a look. It could be just a look that doesn't translate well on camera, but in the room, it makes everything 10 times funnier.
For real. Like, I would, like, recently, I would look at pictures. I'm like, oh, somebody actually caught the eclipse on camera. But I'm looking at them cameras and the pictures. And I'm like, wow, those are amazing pictures. But I'm like,
I saw it. It was nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
That's what it is. We're the eclipse of the entertainment industry.
It was nothing like that, yo.
You got to see that shit live or don't take a photo.
Exactly. And how amazing the photo might look or the movie in 4K. I mean, I'm seeing some beautiful videos of this eclipse, but I'm just like, what I saw was way more amazing than that. And that looks good, but I'm just like, what I saw was crazy. I was like, I can never...
I would have been more impressed with the eclipse if the government didn't ruin it for me, because I was angry about the eclipse because the government ruined it for me.
What?
Yeah, because they kept saying state of emergency during the eclipse. It's like, why is there a state of emergency? And they go, because it's going to go dark for a few seconds. It's like, dude, it goes dark every night, all night. This is crazy. Like, how dumb do you think people are? Like, pretty it's going to go dark. Dude, people go, start stabbing. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Hey, yo, nah. On the real, though, like, I got me, you know, the black, I don't know, the city in me, the black in me, though, right? I was in a park and everything was cool. And then, but then I was thinking, like, damn.
I'm going to rob these motherfuckers.
Yeah. I was like, yo,
they're looking up, I'm taking everything that's not nailed down.
Why did I think that, Fantelis?
Why did I think the same thing, bro? I think we're broken. I think we're broken city folk.
I don't think it's a black thing.
I think it's a degenerate. No. Our minds are set to crime.
Why did I think that?
You exactly what you were talking about.
So I was like, yo, this is a perfect time for somebody to get got right now.
Yeah, they're all like, looking up, bro. I'm taking everything that's down. Look up, stupid.
And then I was with a white girl at the time. I was like, hey, yo, clutch your purse right now because...
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, if I were me. And then I was like, man, and I'm like, why I gotta be looking at that brother right now? Why?
The guy's like, are you okay, Vance? You're like, I'm okay. Are you fucking okay? Like, look up, homie.
For real. I was like, you don't even got glasses out here. What's your business? I was like, why did I have to even think that?
You got a ski mask on. It's way suspicious. It's way more suspicious than anything.
But I was like, this would be a perfect time, though, while everybody's looking up. If I was to get somebody right now would be a perfect time. But I'm like, ah, man, let me just look at this eclipse. I'm here with people. I'm here with good people, and everybody's, look at the kids and everything. I see this one brother right there, but I ain't going to be that. I'm going to keep my one eye. I'll keep one eye
on that guy. And he's just looking at you the whole time? He's not even looking up?
He's not even, he's just looking at his phone, though, the whole time. And I just like...
You're here anyway. Look up.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, for 5 minutes, my eyes were on him. But I was just like, okay, I'm not in the hood. Let me just get up. I don't want to be caught slipping, though. I was like, something in the back of that was like, still don't
That's
be slipping.
That's crazy.
Because that is an embarrassing story. Wow. You go, I got robbed during an eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want
It's such a dork thing to say. Yo, I was there with my glasses looking at the eclipse. And then a guy robbed me. You're like, you fucking nerd.
Like, yo, I was looking up. I looked down. Everything gone. Like,
And you have the goofy glasses. So everyone, you're like, I got robbed. They're like, you should be getting robbed. You've been robbed of your dignity, you dork. It's so stupid.
And you won't see him come up, too, because everything's black.
Everything's black. Hey, you're just looking up. Everything's dark. And you just assume it's just some guy trying to get a better vantage point.
Oh, man.
I wonder if those eclipse-related crimes.
Oh, wow.
Like werewolf crimes went up.
That'd be crazy.
Werewolf crimes have gone up during an hour.
Where were you during the eclipse, though?
I was home. I made it home, but I could see from where I was, but I didn't care. Like, okay. I looked a bit, it got dark. I didn't even have glasses on. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so over it early.
I think the glasses was a big part of the scam.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What do you mean? They were so necessary.
No,
I don't know if they were necessary.
Woman claims God told her to shoot drivers because of the eclipse.
Yo, Florida.
Florida
is the wildest.
Tylon Nichelle Celestine, what a name.
22, bro. It's not even, I thought it was like an old lady.
Of Georgia. Yeah, me too. Arrested on several charges.
Oh, well, okay, so she's from Georgia. Her crime was committed in Florida, but she's from Georgia.
But don't you see everybody move slower in Florida? It really
I get it, though. Like, I'm going to Miami in next month. I'm going for a couple of days just to take a bit of vacation. So I'm going to get to see it firsthand. It's the only place I've never been to. I've never been to Florida.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to see what it's like.
I mean, I stayed there in Fort Lauderdale for a couple of days.
What do you think?
Yo, everybody moves slower. Slow.
Because of the humidity.
But it's like that in Greek islands too, bro. People are just like, calm down. Why are you stressing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's just because we're always angry and we're rushing and there's no sun. And I think that's the difference. Sitting in New York. Dude, I think I walk fast here.
Yeah.
We're in New York, I'm slow. In New York, people get pissed at me. The way I get pissed at tourists here. In New York, they get pissed at me. Okay, and then I have to step it up to be like them.
Yeah.
And then I get even more mad at their tourists. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. Yeah, because I'm from New York. Y'all slow.
You know what I'm talking about.
Y'all slow here.
You're slower here, And here, we're fast.
Yeah, y'all fast.
So I go to New York, and they're like, yo, why are you slow? I'm like, I'm fucking fast. Like, no, we're fast.
We're fast. But
New Yorkers go through you.
So that's why when I go to Florida, that's why I'm like, oh, it's super slow. Because they told me to, for example, they was like, yo, go. I was looking for something. They was like, yeah, go down to the street. You'll be there in about 10 minutes, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I go there, do my oh my
3 minutes later.
I'm there in 2 minutes. I'm like, oh snap, what is this a place already? I'm like, why did they tell me 10 minutes? And I'm like,
Florida time. I think you're just gonna cruise there.
Yeah,
you walk around, you see a few geckos, you pick one up,
lick it,
swap me, go into the swap me real quick.
I don't know if I could visit a swamps. That's the one thing that fucks me with Louisiana, too. I think about it, I don't like swamps.
Why?
I don't know. There's something creepy about it. I think it's movies, dude. Hollywood fucked me. Yeah.
The gators, all of that. It's crazy.
Bro, I saw videos of, what's the country?
You know, I don't fucking know.
Anywhere, somewhere in Asia, a dude getting eaten by
a video of a country.
I saw a video of a country. How the fuck are we going to guess?
Of a man getting eaten by a crocodile.
Oh, shit.
And,
crocodile.
Yo, I was like, I'm staying away from swamps.
Yeah.
That's what you learn from that.
Yeah.
Maybe don't swim with gators. That might be another lesson.
No. They snuck up on, like, he was bathing, and then like a crocodile snuck up on him.
Yeah, but a crocodile doesn't sneak up. It lives there.
That's not your issue. You don't bathe, dude. You're fine.
Yeah, that's not your issue, bro. You're not. You're like, look. It might be that time of the year, and then I might be in a swamp infested fucking area where there's.
I heard
they're
pretty
crocs.
Good though. Gators eat like gators, frogs. Well,
I don't trust any of that shit. Any of those big chompy shit, dude. I don't know what they're gonna do to me. Hippo, same thing. Hippo will crush you. Hippo, when it clamps down on you, it eviscerates watermelons.
Yo,
yeah, like, don't fuck around.
Grizzly bears
will fuck you.
Hippopotamuses. I'm talking about real animals.
Yeah, there's some animals that there's really, unless you're super lucky, there's no getting out. Like, it's sure death.
Yep, exactly. Straight.
These are also animals we've never seen in person before.
That's why we ain't never going to see them.
Well, a hippopotamus bite force measures 12,600 kPa.
Jeez. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds high.
kPa meaning?
That means it could bite. It could same thing like a grizzly bear. It could bite a bowling ball.
A kilopascal. Kilopascal. The kilopascal is a unit of pressure. 1 kilopascal is approximately the pressure exerted by a 10-gram mass resting on a 1 centimeter squared area.
Oh, fuck. So then that's huge, bro. It's like a machine.
Yeah.
That's
what the fuck?
Did you know that there's like...
imagine getting a hippo head.
That dick's gone, bro.
Imagine getting hippo. I like that's what you went to.
And they won't suck. They'll just bite.
Hippo head.
I know PSI.
Hippo head is actually a...
That's a good word, Like, yo, that girl's head was so strong.
I remember all the funny comebacks.
It's basically 1,812 PSI, pound per square inch.
That's crazy, bro.
And then Mike Tyson's, yo, check. You want to freak out? Mike Tyson
versus hippo.
Punch. No. PSI.
Yeah.
Bro, Mike Tyson's punch in his prime comes in at a whopping 1,800 PSI.
Which would kill me in my face.
So when Mike Tyson punches motherfuckers, it's basically getting bitten by a hippo.
Oh, you see? Wow.
Well, it's a little different, but...
If anything...
You mean the force. Yeah, dude, you remember Mike Tyson when you'd watch him in his prime?
Yeah.
You see those shots? I see videos and I go, there's nothing I could ever do. If that would hit me in the face...
For real.
I feel like my head would explode.
Yeah.
He's so strong, dude. It was like he was like a bear in human form.
If anything, we can even argue that Mike Tyson may be stronger than a hippopotamus bite.
I don't think we'd argue that.
I will explain to you why.
Okay.
Okay.
Because the 1,800 PSI from the hippo bite is over a big mass, right? Their heads are huge. But Mike Tyson's punch comes from such a small point of
No one's arguing force. That it's not impressive. It's very
Therefore,
impressive.
If Mike Tyson's punch was the size of a hippopotamus head, he would have 10,000 PSI.
This is what science refers to as retard math.
And he got two of those. He got two hands.
Yeah.
Yo.
Imagine. So Zach's not high enough for this.
Hold up. I'm with him.
So Zach's like, how do these special ed teachers do this? All day, listen to this shit. I go crazy.
Shout out to special ed.
Mike Tyson's stronger than a hippopotamus. I'm about to prove it. Mike Tyson gave me hippo head.
So ridiculous.
Oh, that's how I can
getting
get that
a hand job
head.
From Mike Tyson's like getting a blow job from a hippopotamus.
Yeah. If Mike Tyson punching your dick, you're done. That dick's never working again. That dick is retired. That dick is caning it up.
You made into an innie afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow, look at all these girls out here actually got hippo head.
Nah, hippo head doesn't.
No, Mike Tyson.
Too aggressive.
Mike Tyson.
Hippo head doesn't have the same sound. No. I remember when I was young, hippopotamus dick stroker was an insult.
What?
Hippopotamus dick stroker.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, and then it was donkey dick masturbator. I remember that one.
Donkey dick masturbator.
Hippo head doesn't
that
sound.
That one I heard. Too. That one I heard.
Yeah. I used to. All the stuff I would say started to become very complex. I was like the Eminem of insulting people. It had to be like poetic. Fucking donkey dick masturbator. And then it would fuck kids up because like, oh, I don't gotta come back to that. It's stupid. Like, you know, kids don't think that far ahead.
That was it, like, oh, you was like that scene in Hook. Before
bangarang.
You know what I'm saying? Bangarang, Panda Ellis, bangarang.
That's what it was. I bangaranged it. Anyways, you two gentlemen, don't. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope turnout for because he has another podcast.
Oh wow.
I hope the turnout for the 420 show is gonna be amazing.
Okay.
And no one comes there dressed like a Nazi misunderstood what's going on.
Yeah. No Nazis.
Links
please.
Are in the description. You're gonna hand them over to me.
Yes.
Vance, Zach,
please put the links up.
Apart from 420, you got your open mics on Mondays, which is the bomb from what I understand. People love that shit. Plus, you're teaching your class to anyone who would listen, which is amazing.
World's smallest
open mic Monday night.
Smallest comedy night.
Oh, that's what it's called.
We're more than a mic.
There you
now.
Go. World's smallest comedy night.
Two comedy shows on Monday nights.
Two comedy shows Monday nights. Montreal links in the description.
Can I just promote one more
Go,
thing?
Go, promote it.
I have my park shows coming out on Saturdays in the summer. So starting like end of May and throughout like until September, I do shows every Saturday in NDG. Sheward Park at 8:00.
You could just go to the park to hang out.
Yeah.
Catch a comedy show, have a good time. If you're lucky, you might get a Polaroid snapped of you, and then these are great memories that you can keep. I have mine over here on my on the studio wall.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you guys. We've built this prison cell, 'cause we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our faith. We'll make a murder.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms. El mejor podcast.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.